This is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come, and today's episode is Ditching Feel Good for Feel Real, Facing Life with Authenticity. Hashtag Feel Good Friday. The inspirational phrase that you see on Instagram and Facebook or written in the email sent out by HR on the last Friday of each month so you get jazzed for next month's goals. Yeah, that used to be my jam. Every week, like clockwork, I would roll out another newsletter filled to the brim with positivity, gratitude, all that jazz. My transformation started about 6 years ago, right when my life took a sharp left turn as I found myself navigating the complexities of separating from my now ex-husband. And in the thick of my sadness, I clung to inspirational quotes and feel-good messages like they were rafts. It was either find the silver lining or drown. Now, fast forward 6 months post-divorce, I was standing in the grocery store trying to decide if I wanted crushed tomatoes or tomato sauce. And suddenly, I was crying. And not the cute, sniffly crying. I'm talking full-on ugly crying. But why? Over freaking canned tomatoes? But it wasn't about the tomatoes. It was about feeling so damn lost in my own life that even the simplest choice felt overwhelming. That moment was a wake-up call. I realized that in my quest to stay afloat, I'd swung the pendulum too far. In my quest for healing, my world became an echo chamber of toxic positivity, so much so that I began to drown out anything that didn't sparkle with optimism. And let's get real. Life is not all sunshine and rainbows. Sure, it's beautiful, but it's also messy and hard. So, I made a shift. I decided to embrace the whole spectrum of human emotion, the good, the bad, and the downright shitty. It was time to acknowledge that toxic positivity was just masking all of my other valid emotions. Life is too short to sugarcoat the truth or pretend that we're all living in a perpetual state of Feel Good Friday. In a world bombarded with messages urging us to seek happiness and pleasure and positivity at all costs, it is easy to fall into the trap of chasing after feeling that feel good. Because of course, we all want to feel good, and there is nothing wrong with that. But the relentless pursuit of this state can often lead you away from the deeper, more meaningful aspects of your life. It can become a distraction from the complexities and richness that come with fully experiencing life and all of the emotions that go along with it. To feel real is to acknowledge and embrace the full spectrum of human emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and everything in between. It involves confronting our truths, no matter how uncomfortable or challenging they may be. And this path requires courage because it leads us into uncharted territories. However, it's within these depths that we discover our authentic selves and start to develop a resilient foundation for personal growth. Embracing the not-so-pretty parts of life is not a resignation to misery. It's an act of rebellion against the notion that we should all be smiling robots. It is a declaration that we are complex, feeling beings who don't need to gloss over our reality to make it palatable for the masses. Now, I need to be very, very clear here. Yes, I am all about optimism, positivity, expressing gratitude, and reframing your mindset to see things from a different perspective. But if you get fired from your job, before you say, well, it wasn't meant to be, and I'll find another one that's even better, go ahead and acknowledge that getting fired sucks. I think it's time we redefine what it means to feel good. It's not about ignoring the pain or the struggle. It's about facing it head on, learning from it, and growing stronger because of it. So, to anyone who's tired of the sugarcoating, who's fed up with the pretense, and who's ready for something real, I'm with you. Let's dive into the messy, beautiful reality of life with all of its ups and downs. Let's stop just striving to feel good and also start feeling real. Now, I will continue to post the occasional Feel Good Friday post because I do believe that those encouraging messages can help someone who is struggling. But you'll also see a mix in there as a reminder to keep it real. So for today, #FeelRealFriday.